Now, in these exits that the Lord would make me do, sometimes he renewed to me the promise of the marriage already mentioned. Who can say the ardent yearnings that the Lord infused in me for this mystical marriage to take place? Many times I would solicit him, saying to him, "Most sweet spouse, hurry, no longer delay my intimate union with you. Oh, please, let us bind each other with stronger bonds of love, in such a way that no one may ever again be able to separate us, even for simple instance." And Jesus would correct me, now about one thing, now about another. I remember that one day he said to me, "Everything that is of the earth, everything, everything, you must remove, not only from your heart, but also from your body. You cannot understand how harmful and how great a hindrance to my love are the slightest earthly shadows." Immediately I said to him, "If I have something else that must be removed, tell me, for I am ready to do it." But as I was saying this, I myself realized that I had a gold ring on my finger, portraying the image of the crucifix. Immediately I said to him, "Holy spouse, do you want me to take it off?" And he told me, "Since I myself am going to give you a more precious, more beautiful ring, on which my image vividly will be impressed, and every time you will look at it, your heart will receive new arrows of love. So, this one is not necessary." And I promptly took it off.